The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Italy holds a special place in my heart. My mom's side of the family is Italian. My brother-in-law is Italian. My first trip overseas was to Italy back in 2008. My wife and I were married and honeymooned in Italy the next year. We took a trip to Sicily where I was able to see the small village that my great-grandmother was originally from. I spent my 40th birthday in Italy, and if I can talk my wife into it, we'll retire there one day. My point is, I love Italy and was super excited to talk to my guest today, Giovanni Ruscini, about his Italian heritage and his new book, Cobblestones, Conversations and Corks, in which he tells his father's story of immigration and success. Now, unfortunately, had some technical issues on my end, and I didn't get as much time with him as I wanted. But here we go. Let's talk about immigration, travel, and a lot about Italy. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Pullo Gini.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 85 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, Cobblestones, Conversations and Corks, A Son's Discovery of his Italian Heritage, Giovanni Ruscini. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm really looking forward to this. Thanks.
A little bit about me. My wife and I were actually married in Italy. My mom's side of the family, Italian.
Nice.
And in 2016, I actually got to go back to Sicily and stand on the street my great-grandmother once lived on before she migrated here to the United States of America. So I love what you're doing here with your book. Definitely.
That's great. Where did you guys get married?
We got married in a town called Cortona in Tuscany.
Been there.
Yes.
I've been there. In fact, I'm going to go back there in October. Love it. Great place.
Yeah, I spent my 40th birthday there as well. So I went back just to see that town because we went all over Italy after that. And I was like, I didn't get to spend enough time in this little small town. So,
you know, there's a great town over there nearby named Paciano, which is where we stay. It's a great villa. And they have the best olive oil. I'll send you a link to it. Just amazing. Great place.
Yeah,
go visit.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm all about it. My brother-in-law also originally from Milan. He's an Italian immigrant here. So I'm very familiar with Italy, I say. So I can't wait to really dive deep into your book. I know your book has a lot to do about your father. You set out to tell your father's story and then in that found out a lot about yourself, correct?
Yeah, it was one of those strange things that, you know, I'd never written a book before, but I made a promise to my father before he passed away. He asked me to write a book about his story. And, you know, I'm an attorney. I'm pretty busy. Spent some time in your city as well. And I said, yeah, Dad, I'll do that. And never really actually thought I could do it or had the time. And then in 2020, as I was watching so much negativity and division in our country and so much targeting of immigrants, I felt compelled to just start writing down his story. And literally, that's what I did. I had a notepad and a pencil. And I just started writing out his story. And in doing so, I had to find a vehicle to tell his story. And I decided to do it through a trip we took together. My first trip to Italy, actually, in 2013. And, you know, my dad told stories all the time. He was a very charming person. We called him chiacchieroni, which is an Italian word for kind of chatterbox. He was always talking, making friends with everybody. I mean, if you guys hung out, you would be having dinner at his house tomorrow night. I mean,
right.
he was that kind of guy. But he always told stories. And those stories came to life during this trip. And so while I was writing his story, what really emerged was how he had impacted me. And all of those stories really kind of helped really identify my identity, you know, more than just I'm a lawyer, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a basketball player. I'm, you know, all these things that we use as titles. Right. So it was an interesting experience.
And I know, I think I read that you were somewhat, when you were growing up, wondering why you couldn't just be quote unquote normal, like the other kids. You were, right. your family was more entrenched in an Italian way of life, or not necessarily the traditional American growing up, you know, in wherever way of life. And you were wondering why you couldn't be normal. And then you become an adult and you take this trip and you're like, ah, I get it now. Yes, this is, I was this is a privilege to be able to see and live and feel and experience the things that you did when you were a kid.
Totally. Great way to describe it, a privilege. You know, when I grew up, while my friends were out riding bikes and playing catch, I was learning how to butcher a goat or make wine or make prosciutto or, you know, dried sausage. And, you know, I resented it a bit. And as I was a teenager and playing football and basketball in high school, my friends were in the weight room getting stronger and faster. And I was working my dad's grocery store and I was trying to do push-ups wherever I could and just trying to stay up with everybody. Right. And, but those experiences, man, they really came to life during this trip. And it was this appreciation, like I said, context that I didn't have before. And suddenly I realized, you know, who my dad was and the things that he went through. And, you know, he was just doing the best he could, like we all are. You know, people do the best they can with the circumstances that they're in, with their resources. And I didn't really appreciate that until much later in life. But man, those moments, now the smell of a nice wine cellar brings me back to when I was a little boy. And I love good Italian food. And I love a nice Barolo, a nice Brunello. It's a big part of who I am.
Let's go into your father's story a little bit, because I know it was World War II and they had to basically flee their hometown, which is it, how's it pronounced? Is it Consano?
It's Consano.
Consano, yes.
Yeah. So what happened was, so in 1943, you know, Italy was originally aligned with the Nazis and, you know, all the fascism and, you know, just this horrible allegiance with the wrong people. And in central Italy in particular was about to get whipsawed, and they didn't really know what was about to happen to them, because, you know, the Nazis and the Italian forces were really losing ground, and the Americans and the Polish soldiers were coming up through Sicily and getting ready for the really big, you know, Battle of Anzio and that emerged in Abruzzo. And it was November 11th, 1943. The Nazis came into Consano and kicked all of the inhabitants of that town out, you know, about 2,000 people. And they had to make a decision, either stay behind and become servants to the Nazis, fight and be prisoners of war, be killed, or leave. And my family made the decision to leave, which was a tough decision. My dad was 7, my mom was 4. And they lived in deep poverty and misery in those mountains for 6-7 months. And then they got back to their town after the war was over, and they had nothing left. You know, all their possessions were taken. There were no jobs, there was no work. So the men slowly started, some stayed, but many of them started immigrating over. And that was my family's story. My dad came over when he was 21. Man, literally the shirt on his back. He didn't speak any English, didn't read, didn't write. Fifth grade education in Italy, which is not the same as any education here. And he retired at 62, very successfully, however you want to define success. And so he lived this amazing, inspiring life that I think so many of us can relate to. You know, we spend so much time in our society thinking and talking about celebrities and athletes, and I get that, and politicians. But man, it's really the ordinary people that live the extraordinary lives and do some amazing things. And that was my family. And that was my father. And, you know, when he asked me to write the story when he was passing away, man, when I was done with the process and it got published yesterday and getting all the reviews that are coming out and people reaching out to me, great reviews, great success so far on Amazon. I'm very touched by that. And I know he's looking down and feeling a lot of love. And so I appreciate that.
How does his story and your family story there, especially at the end of World War II and everybody making the decision to kind of migrate over here, how does that make you empathize with those in, you know, Central America now, who literally walk from, you know, Guatemala through Mexico and then get to the border and then basically face racism from the people here saying, hey, don't let them in. You know what I mean? Does that make you more empathetic to that? Because I always say to people, like, what would you do if you felt like your choices were to die, lose your family? You might walk through Mexico to do that. You know what I mean? And
yeah, absolutely. You know, my dad talked about all the time how he and other members of the family were discriminated against. And, you know, their jobs were the jobs that a lot of the current immigrants are having to work. You know, the farm workers, the tough manufacturing jobs. And my dad always talked about a couple things that he said to me. He said, one, listen, you're as good as anyone else, but don't act like you're better than anyone else. And it was one of those little messages and themes that I didn't appreciate until I was older. But really what that was saying is, man, don't act like you're better. Don't judge people. And he would always say, you know, those people that are working in those fields, they're doing jobs that most Americans don't want to do. You should thank them. And my dad was one of the, he was, I call him everyman. You know, he could talk to the CEO of the company just as equally with a custodian of the company. And so I have great empathy. And like I said, one of the things that inspired me was 2020. There was so much negativity towards immigrants. And I think we just need to all take a step back and realize, put yourself in the shoes of those folks, just like you, your hypothetical question. What would you do? We're blessed in this country. You know, we don't really have to think about that. But unfortunately, majority of the world, 80, 85, 90%, that's what they're struggling with every day. And that's what my family went through. So I have deep empathy for those people.
Agree. I wish I had more time with you, man. Cobblestones Conversation.
Come back anytime. The book.
Giovanni Ruschidi, thank you so much for doing this. Good luck with the book. And I hope to have you back on again someday. And we can talk for a little bit longer, let it go a little bit longer. And just
absolutely. I'll come on anytime. I want to hear more about your background. And we didn't get to talk about food and wine, which is a big part.
Yes.
Of so anytime, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Giovanni Ruschidi. Make sure you check out his book, Cobblestones, Conversations of Corks. And if you ever get the chance, go to Italy. There's nothing not to love about it. It's a super dope place. Highly recommended, 10 out of 10. Anyway, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at Dolo White 101, DOLEWITE 101. And no matter what platform you're currently listening to this podcast on, make sure you're following and subscribe to it. Share it if you can. Sharing is caring. And also, if they let you rate and review, say some good words about your boy. Give me that 5-star rating. Definitely appreciate that. All right. Brand new episode next week talking about making history come alive with Allison Richmond and Shauna J. Edwards. Definitely a dope episode coming next Wednesday morning. That's it. I'm out. I appreciate you listening. Bye.